And they were like, it's just a toothache, it's fine, whatever. They sent her to have the tooth extracted. And as they were extracting the tooth, this is a bit grim, but parts of her jaw started coming out with the tooth.
Oh, geez.
And like powdering into almost ash. Like it was just crumbling. Do you know the intro after 27 episodes?
No, I have to read it still. Otherwise, all right, I'm going to try and do it online. Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. In this... No, I've lost it already.
That was the end.
Ta-da! Fucking... fucking lost myself now.
Welcome to Quarter Life Quandary.
You don't the quandary. The quandary. Where we talk about properly life. In the link. What I've seen, it doesn't look like it's spelled. Or am I being a retard?
It used to be spelled wrong. I don't know if we ever fixed it.
Oh, it's still spelled wrong. It's spelled with an A after the like on the quandary bit. It's Q A U.
Ben, you said no one would notice.
Yeah.
To be fair, we were number one in the Middle East for a while, weren't we, Ben? Because the podcast was originally called Qatar Life Quandary.
No way. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing this on an episode. I remember hearing this. That was actually brilliant. These random people in Qatar that have no idea who or what you're talking about. And you just reached number one in their country. That's incredible.
It's just us being dicks to each other for half an hour. And they're like, what the fuck does this have to do about my homeland? What the fuck?
Yeah, they're cracking open a fucking barrel of oil. And we're just like... So fuck you.
I haven't even done the intro.
Yeah, no, let the man do his intro. Go on, Ben. I'm sorry.
Hello, I'm Ben. Welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between. Joined with Katie and Aaron and Wade in this, our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Hi.
So we've Hello. Got Wade today, our special guest.
Oh, yeah. Very special.
He's a self-proclaimed biggest fan.
Yeah, I genuinely am. I freaked out the other day when I met Katie in the street in person.
To be fair, that's because I ambushed you.
You genuinely did. I had no idea what was going on. I just some random lady shouting at me, "Hi, do you remember? Do you know me?" Like, I can't even remember what you said.
I came up and I was like, "This is going to sound incredibly unhinged, but I'm pretty sure you know my mate Ben." You were like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, it took me a second, and then when I realised it was you, I genuinely done backflip. Like, you know them little dogs, yeah, the little dog toys you get, where they, like, do a little chirping like that, and then they do a backflip? That was me, 100%.
And you had so many people around you, I was like, oh God, I've done something wrong.
I know, it's funny. No, but it was good, though. It was good to meet you.
Yeah, it was good to meet you as well.
Like, I hear your voice literally almost every other day. I use your podcast for my cooking and cleaning time. So that's what I'm doing. I'm like cooking and cleaning and just catching jokes, listening to you guys.
This voice is even more grating in person, wouldn't you agree?
No, you're all just wicked. Seriously, I love it. I actually genuinely love it. And I know that when you're on the podcast and you're talking, you think that nobody's listening and that. And it's just so funny, like, for me to have been listening now to be actually here chatting to you. It's kind of weird.
I honestly forget constantly that we're doing this and I overshare more than I'd like to. I realise afterwards I'm like, no one will listen. It's fine.
Oh no, I'm listening very intently. No, I know that sounds creepy, but it's not meant to be.
Well, we are doing a podcast that's out to the world, so.
Yeah, I normally get a phone call about a week after the last episode dropped from our mutual friend going, the fuck are you talking about me on there for? And I'm like, well, if the shoe fits.
It's good content, dude.
Who is this mutual friend? Oh my God, I hear mutual friend every fucking episode. I'm like, who the fuck is this mutual friend?
Now we all have secrets, Ben? Wade.
Wait, hold on. Ben, can you confirm that Wade knows the mutual friend?
Has to.
So message me, Ben. Message me.
If you're messaging that, you're messaging me the other shit.
No, I'm going to leave this. There is a strong possibility that you have crossed paths before. And if I was to show you a picture of him, you probably would recognize
him.
Oh,
that's so annoying. Oh, why
it's not it's not someone you would instantly think, yes, that's him.
But everyone thinks that when they see him. Is it the same friend
every time?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Well...
it's got to change. My God, the amount of times it's used.
He's the silent part.
Sometimes it's the little one.
Lost.
well, technically, wouldn't he be our number one fan? Because he's been listening from the start. Ways number two.
Oh, no. That hurts me, you know.
He was listening since the start?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, I think I knocked one of our other fans in one of the early episodes, and I don't think he's probably listened since.
Oh, if it's the one that I'm thinking of, I think that got brought up.
No, I deleted that out.
Oh, leave it in.
His name came up when I bumped into Wade the other day, actually.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. This is the podcast of secrets and mysteries. Love it.
It's the most boring content for anyone listening.
Literally. Unless you're Wade, you seem to love it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There are times when you guys are having your little secret conversations and you're sending each other messages. I'm like, just fucking show me. I hate it. I'm so nosy. I want to know everything.
You should look on the TikToks then, because when I split them up, I sometimes add in the photos. Nothing like personal stuff, but like the photos of like... When Katie was talking about her bugs, I put the photos on there of the bugs.
Talk about that, actually. Oh my God, that's the creepiest shit that I've ever heard. The bugs and the old Victorian pictures you have.
I've got the most fucking unhinged, like, windowsill display of dumb shit.
I feel like I'll walk into your room and I would fucking leave in fear and terror and never return.
You're going to leave with some, like, medieval hex or some shit. I don't know when these human bones were in a human. But they exist and they can't be sanitary.
You have human bones.
I have three.
Oh my God. That was so weird. I love it.
Bizarre. So the bugs aren't the weirdest thing.
Yeah, definitely not.
Oh God, what has Aaron...
Oh God.
Yeah, I was showing variations of Wade. I've got him with his mask off. I've got him as a duck.
I was expecting bones in the context.
I was expecting something X-rated. I don't know why. The first thing I thought was, I'm getting a dick pic here. I don't know why.
Wait, we're like sharing this in the chat that Wade is not in.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm blind again. It's just you're torturing me again. It's like listening to the podcast all over again.
You joined the podcast to be in on the mystery friends and stuff, and you're
still on the outside. Oh my God, it's so frustrating.
Oh, Aaron.
You're going to have to find a way around this. I don't know how. Oh yes, thank you, Ben. Ben's going to be the middleman.
This feels like that fucking... David Chikora, is that his name?
Akora?
I don't know who this guy is.
Derek Akora from Most Haunted.
I don't watch that fucking shit TV.
It was in like fucking 2004. It was a vet fielding being a dramatic bitch and Derek Akora being basically a salesperson with wrinkles. Selling ghosts. Selling the idea of ghosts.
Literally means nothing to me.
Oh, it was ridiculous. They would, like, knock a glass off a table and be like, oh, it's a phantom. It was on living TV, ironically.
So, I can't remember if we said this last time. I don't think so. I wanted to sort out some misconceptions. Because I've had people calling me out on TikTok.
Oh.
And it's pissing me off.
Oh, dear.
So, you know that military order of Malta thing?
Mm-hmm.
Way I worded it when I said it, someone brought it up. It was like, well, what is a defined country if it's not by the... Because they're an observer and not a recognised country. It was like, well, they're not a country, then, are they? And then I was like, well, they are. And then he said, well, Sealanders then. And I went, well, I can't really argue with what your definition of a country is.
And I was like, thank God somebody backed me up on old Sealand.
Does this mean that I get delegated to correct with Vatican City?
Yes. No, the other one, I think.
Sealand?
No, the one you said before, beginning with a T.
Tuvalu.
Tuvalu. So you were right. Your pointless question was right.
Huh.
And if you cast your mind further back, Do you remember about the largest organism?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a mushroom?
It used to be. Now they think it's a reef off the edge of Australia, and it's the seaweed, or like a type of seaweed.
Yeah, but I don't really like them saying that that's like, you know, I get it's an organism, but it just feels like, you know, you're splitting hairs a little bit, and I want it to be like a big animal, not like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want it
like,
to be like a plant or a leaf or something. Like, that's boring.
Something with a face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, draw faces on each leaf, and then I'll be satisfied.
I've got like a bunch of googly eyes from when I used to stick them in the pub.
Oh, I don't. I used to do that in my house where I lived with like a load of people. I used to stick googly eyes on all that shit.
I did it with my ex to piss his mum off. So I'd just go around putting like googly eyes on their family photos and all the fucking like ornaments and stuff. And I'd be like, ah, you found 7, only 12 more to find. And she'd just get like progressively more pissed off about it.
Has anyone ever swapped out a photo?
No, but I had a friend in school who replaced like every one of his family photos faces with a picture of Morgan Freeman, and it took her like fucking 7 weeks to notice her family faces were just the same man.
Oh, I love it.
Who better than Morgan Freeman to use as well?
Considering he was like, his family was just pasty white, like through and through, and they just didn't realize that every single face had been changed with Morgan Freeman for 7 weeks.
Oh, that's like the one where the guy gave his mum a picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi and told her it was Jesus.
Jesus.
That was brilliant.
And she, I mean, like, he is the path to the light side.
This family that had like the Morgan Freeman switch out pictures are genuinely fucking hilarious. I remember I think I was in like year 11 or maybe just started college, and this friend of mine was in like a diabetic coma in hospital covered in like wires and shit, and the next thing I see on his Facebook is a picture of his mum in front of him like unconscious in hospital with like 2 thumbs up smiling. Like fucking unhinged woman. But and they have a cat called Fugly.
Oh, sure.
That's, I don't know this brilliant person anymore, so they will not be listening, but I hope you have one.
You never know. We might get massive in the future.
I think you will. I personally think you will. That's why I'm here, because I'm just trying to ride on your success.
On our coattails.
That's literally it. I see a good thing and I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to get in on this.
I don't know. I think we'll need Bitcoin to take the coat off and wash it first before it goes anywhere.
Now that you're on this side, though, you're just like, you can enjoy the horrifying, like, awkward silences.
No, it's beautiful. It's actually beautiful. It's just normal. It's just like normal, like, people. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like why I enjoy it. It's fun. It's just fun listening to you guys chat and stuff. And it feels a bit weird. I'm not going to lie. It does feel a bit weird just sitting there and listening and then, like, talking to you now. I know more about you than you know about me.
100%
fucking miles. I've literally listened to what, so you've done, this is the 28th episode, 27 episodes, and they're all like what, about an hour to 2 hours long?
Yeah.
My god, how many hours of your voices I've listened to. And you know, there's episodes when Katie will say, I don't know who the fuck is listening to this, and I'm sitting there like feeling so sad and depressed about what voices.
It's purely self-deprecation. Feel nothing. Feel no emotion.
It's hard when you're like, I don't know what kind of a fucking moron would sit here and listen to us. And I'm sitting there like,
we found him.
So if you're a moron listening to this, write in. We might get you on here as well.
There you go. Bit of promotion for your fans, for the many, many fans. No, I seriously think this is going to be like something that people are just going to love. And, you know, they just need to give it a chance. Do you know what I mean? Get past the awkward silences.
The way doing this was like pitched to me was just like, lockdown happened so we couldn't talk shit down the pub. And now we just talk shit here instead, and it kind of just carried on.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know what pub you guys go to.
I used
dun,
to work
dun,
there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I can't. I don't want to say.
What does it start with? What letter?
Does it start with a C?
It certainly does.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
I worked there for a few years, actually.
Great pub. Great pub. Mm. Yeah. Do you still go, or you're not really?
I don't really go out anymore, really, yeah. Unless it's there's a good reason to.
I don't really go much anymore. I should probably go more.
No, I never really went there. I went there for like, you know, a couple of gigs and stuff, and that was about it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just aging rapidly because I'd rather go to like a little shit country pub.
No, that's not for me either.
Yeah.
Then you got to drive there.
Well, if you no. And
Ben ain't about that. Ben's about the dark fruit lifestyle.
If it's
it's too easy for me to sink 8 pints and then think I'm all right to drive.
No. Which is incredible because anytime you like sink 6 pints and it's dark fruits, you're like life of the party, and then you fall asleep with a hat on your face.
Yep.
Just like slouch back in the chair.
The problem is when I sit down.
You're a sleepy drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, the last time I saw you drink, you had to be the emotional support animal for our mutual friend.
Is that the guy I'm thinking about?
It was, first of all, he peed in my back garden. And secondly, he passed out by the lamppost down my road.
That's when we were really drinking. I was thinking, I didn't hold anyone in New Year's.
I was thinking about that time where you confronted 3 really tall men.
Oh, in the pub.
In the pub.
Oh, yeah.
And like 3 gigantic non-human specimens like brushed your shoulder and you were like, watch where you're fucking going. They were like, you fucking yeah. You're like, I can have them. And then you left like best mates. It's great.
I'm into danger. I am the danger. I am the one who knocks and then runs away.
So I have a really bad joke.
I'd love to hear it. Please.
What is faster, hot or cold?
Drawing blank here.
I'm going to say hot.
Okay, why are you picking hot?
Because the molecules are energized, so they should be faster.
Okay, technically, well, okay. Technically you're right. Hot is faster. Then we get to the goddamn punchline. Don't do the
punchline. Is that a soundboard? I was so tempted not to tell you so I could do this when you weren't paying attention.
The crickets one was up on the screen. I couldn't not.
No, perfect.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So yes, hot is faster because you can catch a cold. Ba-dum-ts.
Okay.
No.
You guys, fuck all of you. Except for Wayne. Don't know him enough.
Yeah, can't fuck me yet. You've got to take me out to dinner first.
Oh, I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy to be here. Oh, can I ask, has anyone got any topics?
I've always got a topic.
I do.
I got a topic.
One, let's hear it.
Who's going first?
Ladies first.
Mine's a long one, so it's up to you. Do you want the long ones or?
I always want the long ones, Ben. But I do feel like a longer topic will probably lead into, you know, more topic. So.
Okay, so illusion of choice. Do you know what that is?
I feel like I'd like to hazard a guess, but I'd rather hear.
Yeah, go on.
I've heard about this, but I don't know.
Is it sort of just like an impossible situation where like it looks like you have an option, but it's always going to end up with the same outcome?
Is it the people on the train tracks where you've got one?
No, it's not. It's not the people on the train tracks. Katie's kind of there. It's a cognitive bias that causes people to believe that they have more control over their lives than they actually do. The illusion of choice is often used in advertising marketing to make people feel like they're in control of their purchases. So another example is if you work late one night because you're passionate about your work, you are happy. If on the other hand, you work late because your boss tells you to, you are unhappy. In both cases, you're working late and the cost to you is the same, but the difference is the illusion of choice.
And I have 100% experienced that, like recently as well.
But I wanted to dig a little bit deeper on that, which is How am I going to do this? About companies and brands. So, have you ever seen the fucking gigantic infograph of the brands?
Yes, so like Unilever and like the six big brands branching off into like Nestle and fucking Johnson & Johnson and stuff, yeah.
So, you know, you got Kellogg's who own fucking, there's too many to even count. Crunchy Nut, Special K, fucking Cocoa Pops, Raisin Brands, Pringles, Eggo.
And you look at it and you're shocked that the same people that make soap make chocolate and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Cadbury, you think, oh, you know, Mars was a big one. You know, they sell gum, they sell sweets, they sell fucking Uncle Ben's rice, Dolomino.
PepsiCo is another one that sort of owns shit that you didn't realize they owned.
Yeah, same as Unilever. This is only showing the food, but I know they make soaps and fucking, like I said, make loads of stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually wild.
So the illusion of choice is you've got what? That's fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've got 10 choices, really, and they're all fucking dog shit.
Well, this kind of is a lot of the argument when it comes to people that talk about like being plant-based or vegan and just living a vegan lifestyle, because it's sort of like we can't use MAC makeup because MAC makeup tests on animals. But even if you abstain from using that makeup, they are owned by a company that will test on animals with another subset of their owned companies. So there's no way to really be cruelty-free if you're that passionate about it.
That's very true.
The other one that comes along with that is like, you know, like the cotton tote bags that they started selling to replace plastic bags.
Yeah.
The Dutch Environmental Office did a study on that, and for an organic cotton bag was 20,000 uses for that to become carbon neutral.
Huh.
And then I think a non-organic one was 11,000. You're not going to get 20,000 uses out of that bag.
Organic has kind of gotten out of control because people are terrified of like pesticides and things anyway. Like, they're not all trying to kill you. Like, non-organic food is fine. Stop paying double for something that's grown in the same field. I remember seeing about Christmas trees. Like, if you got an artificial Christmas tree, you'd have to use it for like 100 years to make it as friendly to the planet as real Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. That has come down slightly from the last time I looked at it.
Yeah.
It's about 25 years now.
Yeah. It shocked me because we had a real Christmas tree in my family for years, and only this year got a fake one. But we just grow one in the back garden throughout the year and bring in the same tree until it gets like big enough.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Although we had loads of false widow spiders in it this year, so that did not come in the house. we're showing my nephew a very like pretty butterfly, and the pretty butterfly flew into this like terrifyingly dangerous spider's web, and we were like, oh, he's dinner now. And we had to like explain the concept of death to a 3-year-old because he was already looking at the butterfly. Yeah,
mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
the other thing I was looking at that I couldn't find, because obviously there is like massive hedge funds that own 60% of fucking whatever you can think of. The other one I know about is car brands, so like Volkswagen, for instance, Seat, Skoda, VW, Audi, Lamborghini, Porsche, Bentley, Bugatti.
Oh yeah, because I drive a Skoda, and it's got a VW engine, and it's literally, even the bodywork is the same as the VWs. It just has a different badge, so it costs £6,000 less.
Yeah.
At face value, because no one wants the Skoda badge. Everyone wants the VW badge.
Yeah. It's the same with my car.
And it's the same with Aaron's car as well, with the Citroen and the Peugeot.
Another one is a Stellantis, which I think also owns an airport, but they were also PSA, which is Citroen, Peugeot, Vauxhall, Opel, Fiat, Alfa Romeo. So they're all like, you know, you're only buying from 10 of them.
Vauxhall and Opel are the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They're just different badges.
Do you know we're the only country that calls it Vauxhall?
Yeah. What is that about?
There's like 50 countries that have the car, and we are the only one that uses Vauxhall because they're ours, and we were like, we ain't fucking changing it.
But why'd they call it Opel then?
I don't know. I didn't take a lot away from my time working for them, other than that bit of information.
I think it was something to do because they got bought by GM, because it was obviously Vauxhall was a British car manufacturer that was founded by Mr. Vaux and Mr. Hall, and that's where the name comes from. And then they got bought by General Motors, and they're incorporated as part of Opel. I think it was in the early 90s or something like that.
It feels like it's probably the same reason that we're the only country that calls Lay's Walkers, like the crisps.
Oh, yeah.
Same as Lynx. And
Is it us being stubborn, or is it the rest of the world?
Oh, it's always us being stubborn. We are shit.
Fuck those other guys. They're the ones that are wrong.
50 countries do it one way and we do it another way. They're the stubborn ones. Oh, what's it called in Axe? Lynx is Axe, isn't it? In like America and stuff.
Yeah. Is it really? I always thought it was a different brand. I just don't pay attention.
No, Axe body spray is Lynx body spray.
It's all making sense now.
Americans confuse the hell out of me. I've been trying to work out for like the last month what the fuck creamer is, like coffee creamer.
It's not milk, is it?
It's like fucking
powdered shit, right?
Yeah, like buttermilk. No, because we've got the powder version, but they have it like in liquid form.
Or is it condensed milk?
It's like vegetable oil, buttercream, and like a bunch of other additives, but I can't work out why not just use milk or like a milk alternative that's like almond milk or oat milk or something. Why put vegetable oil in your tea? I'm so confused.
America.
And I talk to Americans regularly when I'm playing games on Discord, and they're like, we don't know, we just drink it. I'm like, okay, fantastic. It's not allowed to be sold here in its liquid form as well, so that's worrying that they're just like, yeah, it just tastes like vanilla, so we just have it.
I just don't trust anything that comes out of America.
It's like, in their grocery stores, they can't just have, like, a thing without having that thing in 50 different flavor varieties.
Yeah.
Is what I've noticed in like Walmart and stuff.
It's too much. I feel like I'd be overwhelmed.
They've got like 50 different flavors of Oreos.
Do you know what? It's funny because when I was a kid, I used to look at America as this idyllic place where I wanted to live and go to school in, and everything that I got shown through TV and film and stuff, I was like, oh man, that's exactly what I want to do. And then as I've become an adult, I'm like, thank fuck. I did not grow up in a country with like that. I would have so many more problems than I already do if I grew up there.
The same thing happened to me. Like, I was just watching, like...
Being the norm. Hold on. Hold on a sec, let me turn my mic off. Be white, one sec.
I heard a squeaky toy.
I'm back. Sorry.
No epilepsy.
No, I did the same thing when I was a kid. Like, I was like a Disney Channel kid and like a Nickelodeon kid. So it was always like Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And like, it always. America seemed like this really fun, interesting place where everything was different than it was here. And it is, except it's just bad now that I'm an adult.
It's the land of the free and the blind.
Honestly.
The thing that puts me off the most is just the medical sort of stuff over there. And when I hear about how much it costs to just have a baby, and, you know, I've got a few babies. I've got four kids, right?
Oh, yeah, big swinging dick.
I'm just, I can't keep my hands to myself. No, that's bad to say. My kid, hopefully my kids will never listen to this. Oh, they won't know who I am anyway. They won't. It's fine.
Honestly, like the whole
so much though. I've heard it. I can't remember how much this one person was saying. It was like over 100 grand.
Well, my friend on Discord recently had like, I think it was something to do with her head, or like, I can't remember what it was. But anyway, she got admitted into hospital overnight, and she's got like a £40,000 hospital bill. But some of the charges were ridiculous, and she doesn't have insurance either, because she can't afford it. And you also, it's like illegal to not have it over there in some states.
So what do? They throw you in jail.
They just die, I guess. But they fucking. She went in, and in order to have, like, part of the procedure was, if you're here, you have to have a pregnancy test because we need to know if you're pregnant or not. And they used, like, literally the ones you can get in Poundland.
The strips.
£3 for a pound kind of cheap-ass tests. And they charged her nearly $100 for one of them.
What?
They're one of the only countries where you can go medically bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's coming over here as well. It's not far away.
Yeah.
I talk to people, you know, that within the government and stuff, and people are telling me that that's entirely what they're pushing for.
It just feels like, as an outsider, just looking at the way of the world, it feels like not even just like the current leadership, but like for the last 13 years, give or take, the NHS has been being like dismantled, villainized, and weakened, so that when the suggestion of privatization comes up, it feels like, oh, fuck it, we can't do anything else. We might as well embrace it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like over COVID when they had us all going out and clapping on our doorsteps for the nurses and stuff, which, you know, it's lovely. Clapping didn't really do anything.
Money would have been nicer.
Yeah, that would have been better. And this is the thing. It's like they realised that they made a mistake in making us love and appreciate the NHS during that time, because now they've really turned everybody against them, like with the nurses' strikes and stuff like that. Like, you know, people on the side of the Tories, you know, the right, they're getting quite angry about people striking, but they don't have a clue as to how why they're striking and how badly they're being affected. Do you know what I mean?
Do those people not enjoy paid time off, maternity leave? Like, do they not appreciate those things? Because that's how they fucking got them. Like,
yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like people that have, they don't think about the people that don't have. And it's just, I think it's just a symptom of when you're comfortable, you just stop caring.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem with a lot of like middle class people. They ain't middle class no more. They can't afford to be.
Yeah.
I'm getting proper dystopia vibes from all this recently.
Honestly, like, it feels like, I don't want to say like extinction event, but like a lot's going wrong. Have you seen all these fucking chemical spills?
Yeah, that happening? Was crazy. Where was it? In Ohio. Yeah. That was crazy.
The water's like, if you disturb any of the like water beds anywhere, like all this fucking oil shit is kicking up in just like streams even. Yeah. And it's going, like, I think the spray has reached Iceland.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's, and there's a few happening, like, in other countries as well, as far as I've seen, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, everything feels a bit sort of like, dystopian's the word for it. Like, it's eerie.
I mean, like, I really hope that, you know, this doesn't then become the last podcast that we're filming here, because, you know, I haven't just come on here for this to be the last time.
For all the doom and gloom.
I hope we get a little bit more time. You can crack out a few more podcasts in that time, and then I don't have to be the last one.
Well, the whole topic about, like, union workers giving us rights and shit, that kind of is part of the topic that caught my fancy this week.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Do you know
the Muffin Man?
When
the Muffin Man.
Okay, so it's partially, if I say the history of watches, it sounds super duper boring. But it is kind of the history of watches helped with workers' rights. So back in like the First World War, obviously the soldiers needed to keep time. Clocks weren't practical. Pocket watches weren't practical. So watches came about. But they were dark and the soldiers couldn't see them day to day. So they needed a way to make them bright enough for the soldiers to see the hands and the dials and things. Yeah, but not so bright that it would alert people to their position.
Yeah.
So they needed to make them sort of glow in the dark. We are talking about the radium girls. Yeah.
Yep. just going to take this out of my topic list. That's been sat. That's literally been in there since the start, and I've always been like, I'll save that one for another day.
I heard workers' rights, and I was like, that's coming out of the archive. That wasn't even what I was going to talk about. But it's the fact that they had, for anyone that isn't like aware of the Radium Girls, I don't know if anyone isn't, but they were given radium paint, which was like renowned for being this like magical chemical. And who was it, Marie Curie, that was like, this is fantastic. I've burnt myself on it a fuck ton, but like, it's wonderful. It's magical. Let's use it for everything. So the factory workers decided that the women's hands were like dainty and precise enough to get these tiny brush strokes on the watch hands and the numbers. So they put them to work, and they were getting like, I think, a cent and a half per watch face. So they'd come home with $20 at the end of a week, which at the time was the best wage any woman was getting anywhere. And like, there were children as young as 11 painting these watches. And the technique that they got told to use was lip dip paint. I think it was something like that. But what they had to do is they had to roll the paintbrush in between their lips to get a fine point, dip it in the paint, paint a watch hand, and then repeat. Oh, so, yeah, all day, every day, they were dipping paintbrushes covered in radium in their mouths to get a fine tip on the brush. And they were told it was perfectly safe. There was no health concerns whatsoever. And to be fair, people didn't really know the radioactive shit, any of that. Like, they were still making uranium glass in the First World War until they realized that the uranium glass could be used in the war efforts because, you know, it was deadly. But yeah, so they were like going along, minding their business, until one girl got an excruciating toothache, and she went to a doctor provided by the people that made this paint that were giving them the job. And they were like, it's just a toothache, it's fine, whatever. They sent her to have the tooth extracted. And as they were extracting the tooth, this is a bit grim, but parts of her jaw started coming out with the tooth.
Oh, geez.
And like powdering into almost ash. Like, it was just crumbling. And like, other women had horrible like disfigurements on their chins, and people were just getting grossly ill. Yeah.
This is horrible.
But everyone wanted to be a radium girl. Apparently, because of the amount of radium in their system, they would glow. They would be a glow coming off of them. And they'd always wear their like finest clothes to work because they wanted those clothes to have this like glow that people would notice and compliment. And then a lawyer eventually, like, one girl was sort of like, I think, spoke to a scientist and was like, this is fucked. Someone needs to come in and sort it out. And it wasn't until the male lawyer died that they were like, fine, we'll take it to court. And it paved the way for new laws to protect workers. And I don't know, it's really cool.
That is cool.
Also, their bones are probably still glowing because I think it can last in your system, even like your skin and bones, for 1600 years.
No way. So if someone dug up their bones, they would literally be glowing.
Possibly, yeah. I don't have any plans on like grave robbing, but probably.
Yes, you do, don't
I? I do. Look, my bones are Victorian medical specimens. I think.
Uranium glass as well. I heard you guys talking about this before.
Yeah, I finally got a hold of a piece. I actually don't know where it is.
Is that safe to have, like, in your house?
Probably. It's very low levels of uranium in it, and I think the only risk would be if you were to use it as like an eating or drinking utensil when it was chipped.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was high enough to hurt you, it probably wouldn't just glow under black light. It would glow.
That conversation just reminds me of that meme, the one with its Jack Sparrow fighting each with two other guys, and it's like, my dad full of asbestos, my granddad full of lead, me full of microplastics.
That is a great picture.
I want Victorian ailments. I got scarlet fever. I deserve more Victorian ailments. Give me uranium glass.
What's another? Do you want scurvy? We talked about scurvy.
That was great.
Talk about scurvy.
Oh, in your time as a person about town, Wade, have you talked to any doctors?
Yeah, I actually do. I have a couple of doctor friends. Yeah.
Have they told you about the rickets?
No.
I went to the hospital with my son a few years ago, and they were like, yeah, you need to make sure your kids are eating fruit. We're getting rickets and
no so, way. Just fucking idiot. There's the first one. You best not say my name next.
Oh, for God's sake.
39 minutes and 20 seconds. There you go. That's for your editing.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to remember that. I'll have to edit that out now as well.
Oh, fuck my life, man.
Wait.
Is this whole section getting cut?
Nah.
I was just going to start saying really like racist and horrible things.
Why would you say that?
Just for the crack, man.
How outlandish.
Hey, I'm a person of colour. Technically, I'm allowed to say certain racist things. Actually, can we talk about that? Is that all right? Is that all right for people? Like, I mean, you know, I don't really like, I don't use like certain words, right? But yeah, I've got friends that do who are, you know, like darker skinned and stuff, and they like to say certain words, and it's, you know, it's fine. You know, people can say what they want, but then if someone of a lighter skin color says it, it's not so okay. So what's the crack, man? Should it be banned completely, or should, you know, allowances be made?
I think to an extent,
and I call her a honky, so you know.
That's what I mean. So you're white, yeah, and you say honky, like, that's, is that okay?
I think, like, to a certain extent, if we're actually being like serious here, I think people should be allowed to reclaim words, but they shouldn't, like, I don't know, villainize other people for not using them.
Yeah.
Or not reclaiming them.
No, I just heard this thing the other day of this guy was saying, oh, if there was, this is the most ridiculous point of view I've ever heard in my life, and this is not my point of view, I'm just sharing something that I saw, okay? So this guy was like, oh, what if there was a dying white kid, and he said, just on his deathbed, all he wants to do is say the N-word at the top of his voice. Like, should we not let him say that? And I was like, no. Like, that's still not okay. But it was just funny to hear that, you know, that was a point of view that someone has.
Yeah. I mean, what a weird, like, argument to make. It's such a weird hypothetical and a false equivalency to make, to have this, like, completely unlikely to happen situation and go, well, then do we get a pass? Like, why do you want to say it so bad? Why do you need to make up this fake situation?
Yeah, right. It doesn't make any sense. But what, I don't know. I just think that we're in general, people are just way too tied up about words. Like, I swear like fucking crazy, and some people, if I swear in front of, they'll look at me like they just saw a ghost.
If I say the word cunt, some people will literally turn in their graves. Like my old boss, I said it in front of her, and she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Cunt, like, it's a word. It's fine. Like, why? Like, it's just, it's so offensive." I'm like, everything's fucking offensive if you try hard enough. Like,
it's a weird place to be, isn't it? Because, my father used to say certain things, and I didn't, and no one ever told me that was not the right thing to say.
Yeah. I also had,
so I had to find out the hard way that's not what you said. And it was never meant from a place of harm.
Did it ever come out during road rage? Because that's where my dad used it.
No, no, it was literally, if he was trying to describe someone, he'd use the completely wrong term.
Oh,
and just be like, well, that's what my dad called them, and it's just like, well. That's, you know, and then no one ever tells you, like, oh, here's a list of words you should never actually say in real life, even though you hear it. You just...
Are some words that, like, I only recently found out were fucking terrible. Like, Inuk people. Like...
They don't like being... Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise that was a fucking slur.
Well, this is it.
Because no one ever told me. Like, if anyone's wondering what the slur is, think... Igloos.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Slur.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I feel horrible.
Do you know what I mean?
I use that a lot.
Like... That, flippantly, I just throw that around like as if it's a normal thing.
But then your feeling of guilt, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to try and progress better? Is this you moving through society? I think we're in a changing time where we're not going to get everything right, and that's okay.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's like, I don't want to quote Harry and Meghan too much, right? because I don't participate in that shit. Yeah, just to make it very abundantly clear. But I did hear something that he said about ignorance, about like racism and stuff. So for him, he's grown up in this, like, you know, this institution, and it's very cut off from everybody else. And he's learned over the years that certain things that he's done, like, for instance, wearing a Nazi uniform on a fancy dress isn't really the most appropriate thing. But he genuinely thought that was fine.
Ignorance is okay to an extent. Stubbornness around that ignorance isn't. Yeah. If you get something wrong, you go, shit, I didn't know that. That's given me something to think about. I will learn from it and do better. If you then get confronted by going, hey, I don't know if you knew that this was wrong or not, but here's some information, do some research if you feel inclined, and then going, absolutely fucking not, I've said this my whole life and no one's ever blah blah, that's where the problem starts, I think.
I think you have to allow yourself to have confrontation with people in a respectful manner and have a conversation, and then be understanding that not everyone's going to see the world the way you see it, and then things do change and society moves along.
I realise that I spend a lot of my time in an echo chamber very accidentally, because I just seem to associate myself with people that have similar views to me.
Yeah.
Until I started working where I work, and I have been trying to basically bully my company into getting involved in our local Pride event, because it's something we should definitely be acknowledging, supporting and attending, and as a company at least. And so recently, obviously, set up a sponsorship for that. And I made the announcement to like a send to all email at my office. And I got approached by someone that was like, well, it's just not normal, is it? And like my gut reaction was to be like, the fuck are you talking about, you dickhead? And get like really confrontational. And I was like, but what do you see as normal? And what does someone else see as normal? And it opened a dialogue. And it was nice to not have that echo chamber and have someone that actually was willing to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm pure chaos at work.
Yeah.
I am unfiltered chaos. You can anyone's opinion at work, I will challenge them.
Yeah. But
that's the best place I find for, then I'm not doing it with my friends, I'm not doing it at home. I just get everything out at work.
And often people that are reluctant to hear an opinion other than theirs get really taken aback when you just want to have a calm conversation, because they're really ready for an argument.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's there's someone, so my daughter plays for our town's football team, right? And I won't say the name, unlike Ben, but yeah, so
it's Newcastle United.
Why, aye, man. Yeah, so she plays for this team, right? And there's one of the parents there that I talked to. He's a really nice guy, like, you know, pretty like regular sort of dude, like nice and stuff. But he just loves to disagree with everything, and it doesn't matter what sort of a point you've got. Like, you know, you say the sky's blue, he says it's red, and he'll argue until he's blue in the face.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's one of them types of people. Can't stand him. I don't understand why that must feel, to just everything that someone says, you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna disagree no matter what, even if I actually agree.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of people just like an argument, but there are the few people out there that genuinely want to know more, but they were either raised in an environment that didn't allow for that dialogue, or raised in a time where that dialogue didn't exist.
Yeah.
What was your topic, Aaron?
My topic. Well,
has he actually got one?
he's got the full list of Transformers. Buckle up, boys. It's going to be a long time.
Fuck them, Leo. Right, so hold on. Let me just grab it up here. Okay, I'm fairly sure Ben might actually already know this, but I have an announcement.
Oh.
Oh.
Ben, are you keeping quiet on purpose?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin your announcement.
Okay, fair enough. So, I know Wade is our guest, but this is probably a bit more of an announcement for Katie.
Oh.
I'm going to be a pappy.
No way.
I didn't know this.
Wait, what?
You're like getting a dog.
Is it a pet? Are you getting the dog?
You get another cat.
No.
Did she let you get the dog?
Is it human?
I'm going to be a dad.
Yay!
Wow. Oh, man.
What the heck?
Bro, congratulations.
I'm so happy for you. Congrats.
That's amazing.
Wait, are you happy?
Yeah, of course
I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you then.
Cool. Wow. What would you have said if he was not happy?
Oh, no.
Go back a bit as well. Why did you think Ben should know and Ben didn't have a fucking clue?
Because Ben's significant other already knows.
What?
Oh wow!
Fuck's sake! Again? I've told you to stop going to her. You need to speak to me.
Oh, for God's sake! No, dude, talking to her.
Oh, okay.
How far along is she?
So I know it's obviously. My significant other, so she's about seven weeks, so I know it's still early days, and I know obviously normally you don't really make an announcement this early, but
so he's decided to do it on a podcast.
Oh my God, this is great news.
Well, amazing. I thought it'd be the best time to share it with both of you, as you are my nearest and dearest.
Oh, I'm sorry for pissing you off earlier.
Yeah, that's what really, really pissed me off. I was like, this fucking prick.
It doesn't usually piss you off, in my defense.
It does. I just don't make a big scene about it.
Some light bullying normally goes down a treat, Aaron.
We know you're a secret sado.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Thank Plus.
You give it back, just not when we're recording.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And that's the thing. I've heard that's why I get people like Wade on my side, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's given it back plenty of times. He's had some good stingers. It's just it's just you two don't laugh at him.
That's part of the long game, Wade.
No, you know what, though? Honestly, mate, like, this is amazing.
I'm fucking made up for you.
Yeah, like, obviously, mate, I don't know you, like, at all, only through just listen to you, but I can tell you're going to be a good dad.
Yay, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I can see it, man.
I'm going to be the pessimist here. I'm going to be the bastard. No, I'm not.
I object to this union.
It does mean that the man room I'm currently sitting in will have to be deconstructed.
No.
Do you know what's going to happen, Aaron? And this is going to fill you full of terror.
Oh, no. They're going to open my toys.
Don't scare me.
Yeah, they are. None of your collectibles are safe.
Oh, man. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Let him find out for himself. Let him have the last few moments.
I'm looking at a 1995 Spider-Man, which has got Sharpie on it. I've got Funko Pops on the shelf that aren't in boxes and have got chewed arms.
Dude, all of mine are in the toy box.
Kids chew things, Aaron.
Oh man.
That's amazing. That's like the biggest fucking news. How have you been holding that in the whole podcast?
I've known since last week.
Wait, I fucking saw you. What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
When did I come around?
That was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh shit, time goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the big announcement, which is another thing that I've probably I was supposed to see a couple of people this week and I completely mugged them off because I was just still like
Aaron, you will just do anything not to have a topic for this podcast, won't you?
Even having a baby.
That's right. I purposefully inseminated my significant other just so I've got something to talk about on this podcast.
Just best topic we've had so far.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
In names, here we go.
The only downside is my mum is a twin
Oh, Jesus.
Anna's mum's side, her mum's brother and sister, they're twins as well.
Isn't it meant a skipper generation as well? Oh, shit.
And doesn't it stack as well? So if it's two twins, you get quads.
Shut the fuck up.
No, because all I can think about is that mutual with two sets of twins.
Yeah. Yeah. Does happen.
That's exactly what I was thinking of as well. Yeah, considering we've got Irish heritage, I was like, oh no. Oh no. I'll have them out in the fields picking potatoes.
You might have two. That's so exciting.
Oh no.
And terrifying.
So, just on that, not your baby thing, to go back to what we were previously saying, because something just popped in my mind, which might be problematic. So I used to work with loads of Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about language, and some people think I'm taking the piss when I say things like the crack and, you know, well, and, you know,
top of the morning to you.
Yeah, stuff like that. Literally, it's been ingrained into me after like 10 years. So is that problematic?
Oh, I've got,
because I do this as well.
I've got a good one for this. So I was in Ireland recently, and I was watching Man United versus Arsenal, right, in the pub. And I was with my mate, and he's a Liverpool fan, so he didn't give a shit about it. But I was with another mate there that's a Man United fan, and we was like, you know, watching games, singing songs and stuff. And one of the Man United songs is, it's like, it goes like this, it's United, I'm so embarrassing, I'm just going to fucking do it. It goes, United, United are the team for me, with a knick-knack paddywhack, give a dog a bone. And when you say, and paddywhack, yeah,
yeah.
Like, that is like just, I've sung that in nursery rhymes and shit since I was a kid, but I sang that at the top of my voice in an Irish pub, and everyone fucking dropped their glass and turned around and looked. And my mate had to like say, oh, he's English, he doesn't understand. sort of thing. And then when I sat down, they was like, no, you just said something fucking massively racist.
Yeah. The learning experiences, have you sang it in a pub since?
Oh, definitely not. I'll never sing that again.
Yeah.
Never ever again.
Do you know what? I never even clocked you just said that.
Yeah, the second I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, shit.
It's like you're hitting an Irish person. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, like, British people would sing to them when they were being horrible to them.
There's another one where it's like, when you say you're fixing something, you say, oh, I'm just tinkering with it.
Yeah, or taking the mick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hold on, what's tinkering?
Irish travellers are tinkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck's sake.
I know, yeah. Language is... Yeah. Etymology is incredibly... confusing. I don't feel like I can talk about normal things after Aaron's announcement. I'm too excited.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. Oh, I wish I knew you better so I could revel in it more.
Oh, get to know.
Yeah. I'm
oh, gonna... you know what, Aaron, this is what we're gonna have to do to wind up Katie. Yeah, let's me and you go for a pint to celebrate.
I don't even go out anymore. Treat yourself. Oh, that's such good news.
We'll take a picture, but you'll just be wearing the Deadpool mask. Yeah. Nothing else.
Nothing else?
Aaron, oh, Jesus. You're a dad now.
Exactly, and this is the crazy kind of dad shit that I want to be known for.
Oh, there's so much wisdom to impart on you.
Do you know what, Ben? No offense, Katie, I've been gagging, frothing at the mouth from not calling you this week.
Oh, yeah.
Notice me, senpai. Because I was like, Ben's had a few kids.
Oh, yeah, that is unrelatable content. I can definitely
say that Ben's a good guy as well for this, because my daughter knows his son. And he's a good kid. He's a good kid. She says he's a good kid. So, yeah,
they are good kids.
Ben's doing something good.
Yeah, Ben is like dad of the year.
Trying. It is. I I have a constant fear that I'm doing something wrong.
You are constantly spinning so many plates and you rarely drop one. Like, you're doing good, Ben.
Because I have constant fear.
That's what it takes.
There's no, like, playbook for this. Do you know what I mean? Even whatever you're going to tell Aaron to, like, what can help him, there's going to be things he can
do. I'm just going to fill him full of fear. I'm going to tell him everything that no one told me.
No, I've already got Jig giving me that. He's got two girls, and he was just like, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, it's... The thing is, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what anyone will say to you.
Yeah.
It's
your own thing, isn't it?
It's I've always said this, it's crazy how you are number one to yourself, and as soon as that kid comes along, you're no longer number one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's such a weird thing to feel. Like, you might have been, like, well emo when you were, like, 15, like, I would die for you to some random girl that you met in a pub, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still hasn't quite sunk in, I don't think, but...
Oh, it won't.
Yeah, it's one of those where I'm excited, but also completely terrified as well.
I think they're the emotions you're meant to be feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I can't speak from experience, but that seems like a common trend amongst soon-to-be parents.
I'd say so, yeah.
My sister, bless her, she was like, I'm going to make all of the baby food and I'm going to do this and they're not going to use any electronics. And even as a parentless bitch over here, I was like, ha! No. You are going to be feeding them pouches of food and they are going to be sat in front of a tablet because you're going to need to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Lo and behold, they are.
Here's something to consider that's only within the last 3 or 4 months kind of like hit home. Like, about how, you know, like your parents giving you trauma. Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, generational
trauma. But something I was thinking about the other day is you don't really understand how much trauma your parents went through as a kid and how much they have protected you from their own trauma.
Yeah.
And that you're never going to be 100% traumaless in what you pass on.
There's no way. Because most of it's like covertly done anyway. Like, it's not an intentional inheritance. Mm. Like, I don't think my dad intended to pass his temper on to me. He just happened to have a temper and sometimes couldn't hold it in, you know? Mm. And now I sort of realise that I react in the same way that he does to situations where I'd rather react a different way, and it's not a conscious decision. It's just something that's in there that I'm trying to unlearn. Like, it's never intentional. Sometimes shit just happens.
Yeah.
I think things are getting better, though, like, as time goes on, you know, and with, you know, whatever our parents would have suffered with, and, like, say that they protect us from that, and, yeah, they give us some of their trauma, but it's not as much as what they probably had. So then what we're getting is less, and then what we learn from our trauma, we then tried to not pass on to our kids. So it's always getting better, isn't it?
Yeah, like, my parents came from a generation where mental health wasn't a concept, let alone something people talked about.
Yeah.
The same with the, you know, the conversation you were having with your coworker.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that, you know, and what I said before about the improper use of language.
Yeah.
And yet we were still getting told nursery rhymes that it was inherently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to navigate, isn't it? When you're on the leaning edge of it.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't imagine myself in a million years being a parent. I am quite happy being an auntie, and my nephews are the world to me. But I think, in the most brutally honest way, I think I'm too selfish for a child. Like, I would like to remain with the priorities that I have now.
She wants to remain rich and fab with a tight fanny.
Imagine being rich. Oh. But
Didn't deny anything else.
But no, I don't know. I'm kind of happy the way things are, and like, fucking props to parents, because it seems like it's really fucking hard, financially, mentally, physically, all of that shit. I don't know. I just don't think I'm cut out for it.
I mean, like, I think that's fine. You know what? I think that, you know, I love your position on it, because there's some people that don't want to have kids that have a really sort of like, they're really sensitive about it and don't like to be, they don't like to talk about it or anything. But it seems like you're really open to it, but you just don't think you'd be good enough, which yeah, I don't like, think is necessarily true.
Child-free people can be fucking toxic as hell. They really can be.
Yeah.
But then, like, people also, it's because when you tell someone that you don't really have any plans to have kids, they immediately go, but what are you going to do with your life? What? And like, imply that your life isn't going to be fulfilled without children, which I guess
is
where.
That doesn't make any sense, because, you know, I've got one of my best friends, he's gay, and he doesn't have any intention on having children. And even if he did, you know, he'd be adopting. So it's not like, it doesn't matter about the actual giving birth to a child or anything. But people won't question him as much when it comes to whether he wants to have kids or not. People just kind of accept it that if he doesn't want to, because they're like, well, he's gay, he's not going to anyway.
Yeah.
But then with anybody that's like straight and want, like, just doesn't want to have kids.
But that's your purpose. Why aren't you fulfilling your purpose? Yeah. Oh.
The thing is he's a great uncle. He's an amazing uncle. And like, people, you need that in kids' life. You need like a great aunt or a great uncle for people. And do you know what? It doesn't even matter. At some point, you may decide, actually, I do fancy having a kid, and you can do it at any point. And you know, don't think that like you'd just be shit at it. Because when I had my first child when I was 24, and honestly, I wouldn't trust that guy to operate a fridge. Like, he was a fucking retard. He literally didn't know anything about anything. And
problematic language.
Problematic language.
Is that a bad word?
Yeah.
Yes, we need a button. Get the meme board up.
Where's the soundboard? Get it up.
It's fine. I'm like, you guys are anonymous. I'm super anonymous because I'm anonymous on an anonymous podcast, and then I'm anonymous in other aspects of my life. So I think I can get away with that one.
Wrong. No, that doesn't work.
It kind of did.
I don't think so.
Oh, this one. Watch out for family.
I will be like the most dedicated auntie, and if like one day, like if I do decide I do want kids, I am confident that I do not need a DNA baby to love it. I know some people do. But I'm confident that if I decided to raise a child and mold a child into like being a fucking well-rounded adult, I'd be happy to do that with someone else's DNA and adopt. Like, it doesn't. I feel like if you're in a position to give unconditional love to something that you have birthed or made, then you should be able to do that with another child that you've just agreed to take on, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't want to end up resenting a child because I'm too selfish. I like my situation the way it is. And if I were to get pregnant right now and be like, do you know what, I'll keep it, there is a really high chance that I would end up resenting that child for like completely warping my life, because your life is never the same after a child. You're a different person. And I don't want to run that risk. Yeah, that's not fair on the child or me and my partner. Like, it's just not a thing I see for myself, which is okay, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
I agree. Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. Like I say, I just think that some people just have a massive problem with it. I heard one of your podcasts where you were talking about you had like an argument at a charity shop with some woman.
Oh, the car boot sale. And she... Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that makes no sense.
That woman wanted me to be a fucking human incubator. She didn't even know me. And we weren't even talking to her. I was just buying baby clothes for my nephew.
It's I can't think what the psychology term for it is now, isn't it? It's people challenging your worldview, isn't it?
Yeah.
And some people can't handle it. So I guess, they just think you're wrong.
I guess the people that have wanted to be parents from like a very young age cannot see a world without a child in it. Like a house without a child is an incomplete home. But I think a house without a dog is an incomplete home. But I wouldn't go around forcing people to adopt a dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird to do that to someone. And vice versa. It's weird to be like, you have a dog? Fucking disgusting. Outrageous. Scum of the earth. Like, I don't know why there cannot be a symbiotic relationship with people that definitely want children and people that are definitely child-free. Because all I'm seeing here is wins. Like, child-free people want to be parents without the full-time responsibility, and people with children want a night off. We can babysit and live vicariously through your kids. We should be friends.
That's a great idea.
Speaking of which.
Nah, yours are too old now. yours can, like, talk back and shit now. I'm not here for that.
Oh, no, it's fine. I beat them. They're fine.
Actually, to be fair, of what I saw of them recently, they said about 3 words for the whole afternoon.
See, that's what beating does. I do not beat my children.
The caveat, do not beat the children.
FYI.
FYI, read my terms and conditions of this podcast. What are they, Katie? You should know. You say you know everything. Quickly.
Something about everything is like, oh, what is it? Is
comedic satire.
Yeah, but there was something about like a way of saying don't sue us without actually saying don't sue us. And I can't
remember. Oh, yeah. Everything is false. This is all for comedy.
Yeah.
None of this is true. This is all hearsay.
You know, like how you guys stay anonymous, yeah? Isn't it like by saying it's satire, doesn't that mean that you don't really need to be anonymous?
We talk a lot of shit about a lot of people, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm fairly sure no, I've heard a lot of our fucking shit talking. So
I am quite conscious that one day I'm going to want a decent job and they're going to start playing this. It's like, you said this corporation was dog shit. And I'm like,
You said you support quiet quitting as a practice.
Well, I fucking do.
I do. Act your wage.
No, again, this whole quiet quitting is bullshit. It's not quiet quitting. It's doing your job.
Yeah.
It's just not going above and beyond for
I do like
nothing.
The phrase. I do like the phrase, act your wage, though.
Yeah,
that I enjoy as a concept. Because
I like the idea of time theft, but not what it says.
Mm.
It feels like such a Daily Mail sort of like headline. Time theft?
No, we're just on the job.
No, that's like turning up and just doing your job without like rushing.
Oh yeah.
So say like your manager goes, "Oh, we have a full order to ship that I forgot about. You're gonna have to stay late," and you're like. No.
See, I'm fully aware that I work with a lot of people that were not raised on computers. Like, that wasn't part of their schooling. And they are not as quick at inputting orders and doing stuff as me and, like, 2 other people on my team. So we've just sort of banded together and been like, yeah, we need to not raise the bar. We need to do this slower and just set the standard.
So I love them little Reddit fucking things that come up. I hate them and I love them. Do you know the ones I mean? When you on Instagram and it'll just be text and it'll be Reddit text and they've got fucking Stephen Hawking reading them out.
And it's got like, the background is like Subway Surfers.
Yeah. And there was always one, it's like, I'm in IT and I realised my program is just drag and drop. So I made a program for it and just left it running and I've got another job and they've been paying me for 5 years. I've had a bonus and I was just like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then IT crowds now are wondering why they've got no work.
Yeah.
They've engineered themselves out of the work.
I feel like it's unfair to ask Wade if he has a topic.
Oh. Do I have a topic?
I didn't consider.
I have actually prepared a little bit.
Oh, okay, I'm glad I asked.
So I decided before coming on here, I downloaded an app about some facts, right, or weird facts anyway. I wanted to find something weird to talk about and see what you guys thought about it. And because I'm not the thing is, when you guys talk about deep diving, I'm so lazy, I just don't bother. I read something, I go, well, I guess that must be true. And then I just move on with my life and I just don't really think about it that much.
Oh, do not be fooled. I'm incredibly lazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if I tell you some things, you guys are probably going to go and find out if this shit's actually real, because if it is, it's crazy.
Nah, we're just going to put it out there and let someone come tell us.
All right, great. Let's just make this a fact.
That's what Ben does on
TikTok. Come at us, TikTok.
The thing is,
a Chinese migrant worker injured his brain in a work accident, which resulted in memory loss. He couldn't return home because he had lost his ID and almost forgotten who he was. After 30 years of living with amnesia, he suddenly remembered his hometown while watching coronavirus reports on the news. Here he can be seen video calling his mother in a teary reunion. So I'm going to send that to you, Ben.
Oh no, this is going to be some bat joke or something, isn't it?
No, it's not a joke. This is like some guy. He, I mean, you can see on the picture that...
Wasn't there an American woman who had a brain injury and she started talking with a Chinese accent?
But it was a very racist Chinese accent, wasn't it?
I'm sure I told you about my friend's granddad, or did I not, with the whole dementia accent thing. So they are, I think they're Jamaican, and her granddad got dementia and suddenly just fucking, like, one day just started speaking German, like fully German. And he was in the war. And they're like, what the fuck did he do in the war? Like, but yeah, he just forgot English one day and was speaking fluent German.
Was definitely a sleeper agent for the SS.
Whether that story is true or not, it was just secondhand information. But that was a story I got told.
Well, it might be real. Who knows? Mm. You know, so do you want to hear another one?
I'd love to.
Right, okay, so in 2014... No, that's a shit one. That's a shit one. No, oh, this is a good one. I don't know, again, this could be complete bullshit, but I really hope it's true. In Detroit in the 1930s, a baby fell from a fourth... Okay, this is going to make me sound really bad now. A baby fell from a fourth-story window and landed on a man called Joseph Figlock, a local street sweeper who was walking down the road. The baby and Figlock both survived the incident. The following year, Joseph was doing his sweeping job when another baby fell from a window and landed on him again. And they both survived the incident once again.
I feel like the universe is trying to tell that man to have a child.
Mm. I'm giving you children. Stop throwing them back.
You start catching them and keeping them.
If like twice in your life you caught a baby out of a window whilst you're just walking down the road.
That was like a guy who, I think it was, is it New York or something like that?
I thought it was Australia.
Do you know the one that I'm going to say about the plane?
I think so.
Where he was sitting in a bar and somebody bet him that he couldn't land a plane in, I'm sure it was New York.
That is New York, yeah, I was thinking of something else.
And... he landed, he went off to an airport that was close by and then landed this plane right in the middle of Times Square. And then about 10 years later, some guy was shit talking about the story or whatever, and he went and done it again.
Jeez.
Well, see, I was thinking of Bill Morgan, who was clinically dead for 14 days, came back to win the lottery. He was an Australian. He was in a pretty bad coma. After 12 days, feeling lucky, he went on and brought a scratch ticket. Yeah. And the result, he won $17,000. Channel 9 decided to do a feature on him, who was clinically dead and came back to win the lottery. And when he got the new ticket and he scratched it on camera, you won $250,000.
I saw this and he was literally so calm about it as well. He was like, oh.
I've just won $250,000.
Yeah, yeah, he was really just casual about it.
Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have another one.
in 1992, North Dakotan teen John Thompson was home alone when he had both his arms chopped off by a tractor in a freak farming accident. However, he still managed to get up, go inside and dial for help, holding a pencil in his mouth. He survived and both his arms were reattached. And I've got a picture of him as well, and it's fucking mental.
As long as it's not Dr. Nick, where he has, like, his left hand, his right arm is, or something like that.
Actually, this could be Dr. Nick, but, like...
Mr. McGregor with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
Oh, man, that is great. Hold on. Let me see this. This is great. There you go, Ben.
Jeez.
Yeah, so could you imagine, like, the determination to, like, you just lost both your arms? In, I don't even know how that happens in a tractor accident. How do you lose both of your arms? One I can understand, but both at the same time. What are you doing?
I'd probably just tap out at this point. I'd be like, eh.
When you see where his arms are reattached, like...
That's crazy. That's such a good skin graft as well.
I mean,
Or is that bullshit?
I watch a lot of horror and gore stuff, so...
You send a lot of horror and gore stuff also.
Well, yeah, I share the good ones.
I mean, I have joined the schizophrenic group that you shared a few weeks back. And...
Oh, that's where I get these fucking weird memes from. The one I was talking to you about earlier, about the milk, that's always on there, and I don't get it.
Oh.
Yeah,
I joined that mortician group that you sent.
Oh, yeah, that's where you get the gore.
That's fucked up.
It's all like, it's basically like, oh, there's another one. It's called, is that a decomp stain? But yeah, I don't know. Early internet access has messed me up.
Yeah, we all went on the like OG shock sites.
What was it like? Gore,
rate my shocker, best gore, rotten.com, which I think is still going to this day.
I'm googling it.
What are you, hold on, are you tapping on a typewriter?
Who?
Well, look at here, as a like a tap of a typewriter. He's like, I'm checking it now.
Ding.
Send the telegram.
I think Rate My Shocker is where I first saw the infamous Two Girls video.
Oh, Two Girls, One Cup.
Mm. Yeah. Now we're just promoting shock sites.
Oh, yeah, podcast. I remember what's like, happened. When I
think
saw
that, we've already gone through them all.
We'll just get a link tree and just...
We already have a link tree.
We'll put best score on.
I mean, like, you should probably put all of these fucking sites that you always talk about on there so people can see what you're talking about.
This episode is sponsored by...
Please, no one go on best score. Please.
Again, if you're listening to Strangers on the Internet, you're...
You deserve it.
Yeah, do what you like.
You don't deserve it. Well, rotten.com, shut up.
Nah, bestscore.com.
Has it?
It was after that. The guy killed his boyfriend or whatever on it, or something like that.
That can't have been the worst thing hosted on that website.
Yeah, but it's like direct attribution, isn't it?
Yeah, he videoed it, didn't he?
The same with like 4chan got infamous when that guy went on a shooting spree.
Okay, 4chan was infamous amongst certain people prior to that.
Yeah, but then it's infamous like on a larger platform then, isn't it?
Yeah.
This guy gone on a spree because he's on some weird chat room.
I remember finding rotten.com when I was like really quite young, and looking back at it now, I'm like, oh, it's just like famous people autopsy photos. It's like not even that bad.
Yeah, but you were 8.
Yeah.
That's what I never understood about my parents. They used to let me watch like Die Hard and Rambo. But, you know, as soon as a boob comes on screen, they're like, close your eyes. I'm like, yeah, I've just watched some guy get mutilated, but I can't see one nipple.
Do you know what the worst thing, the worst film I remember seeing when I was a kid? The execution scene in RoboCop. That shit was graphic. Yeah.
And now we've seen real executions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, it's not even on Wayback Machine. Sorry, this URL has been excluded from the Wayback Machine.
What? Why?
I'm guessing because it's gore.
Imagine going on like the Wayback Machine, like, I want to see porn from 1998. The good old days.
Pamela Anderson in her prime.
Right, I'm done.
Okay, yeah, it is 10:30, to be fair.
I'm pretty tired. This has been fun.
It has been fun.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I think I've said some things that maybe it's good that I'm anonymous.
Can I eat my apple now?
No.
Ooh, ooh,
no, it's nice meeting you, though, Aaron. We're going to have to
thank
do
you very
in
much,
person.
Wade. It was nice meeting you too, sir. And guess what? Problem. It's now time for my coveted facts of
number 28.
Yeah, there we go, you see? So,
he is a
28 days in February, unless it's a leap year, which it
is. Which is next year.
What else have we got? Yeah.
Oh, my granddad was born on the 29th of February, so he's only like 10 years old.
Wait, he's 40?
Well, whatever. I made it.
In the stand,
continue,
dominoes,
continue.
There are 28 tiles in the game. I didn't realize there was only 28 dominoes in the stand game of dominoes. That's the, see, you learn something new every day. 28 is the atomic number of nickel.
What's the atomic number of Nickelback? Is it 4?
I don't know.
I'm glad we don't hate Nickelback anymore as a society.
Here's a Simpsons-related one. The 28th president of the United States was Woodrow Wilson, who Bart uses as a pen name to write to Edna Krabappel.
I was wondering why I'd heard that before. Yeah, I remember.
And get the covenant Polaroid of Edna.
I can remember. What else have we got? January 28th is known as Data Privacy Day. February 28th is known as National Tooth Fairy Day.
I thought it was going to be like National Hacking Day or something.
March 28th is Black Forest Cake Day. What happened to Black Forest Ghetto? Oh, well. What else? September 28th is Ask a Stupid Question Day. And October 28th is National Chocolate Day. Ooh, here's a good one. On a leap year, November 28th is the 333rd day of the year, with 33 days left until the end of the year.
May I throw in a letter fact?
Oh, fucking hell.
Let me have my fact. No, do what? Never mind.
No, go on.
Yeah, go on, we'll hear it now.
The letter J was the last letter added to the UK, like the English alphabet, because people were just using I's for both for like a really long time until they were like, let's make a J. And that was the last letter of the alphabet added.
Hmm, I really want some I am on my toast.
The cat food is just made of jam.
Then again, that actually rings a bell because Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, in the old Bible, Jehovah is spelt with an I because he goes to step on the J tile and it crumbles, so he has to stand on the I tile.
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
Oh, please tell me it's like verse 28 as well, because I'll wrap this up perfectly.
Oh, fucking hell. Do you ever just have a moment where you're like, fuck, that makes sense? No, save it for another podcast. Never mind.
You won't remember.
I won't fucking remember.
I feel like this was Sesame Street when you started bringing out letters.
Well,
I started thinking about numbers again, and it just I've had a realization. Fuck it, there's time. You know the doomsday clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it's just recently been like moved to the shortest amount of time ever.
Is it like 30 seconds left or a minute?
Yeah.
Two?
That's the fucking Iron Maiden song is referencing the doomsday clock, and I've never noticed that until now.
You never noticed that?
No. I'm so fucking stupid.
Well, I'm not stupid, so that's fine.
My brain is just empty.
Smooth brain time.
One final thing I've got to do. We've got to do a shout out to our other listener, besides Wade and besides our common friends, because now we've got at least three people.
Wade has been a listener all along.
Yeah, but, you know, I do a shout out. I never got a call out,
not once.
Oh, okay. This is the token listener. You normally do this at the start, Aaron.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, time got away with me.
They've been waiting.
What's the name of the song?
Who should we do this week? I feel like I've been quite sexist with my name, so...
It's all been boys.
Rhonda?
Excuse me?
Rhonda?
Aren't they those Hoovers?
Yeah.
No, Rhonda.
Are you looking at a Rhonda right now?
No,
was that going to be the name of your child?
Oh, for God's sake. No, because
little name... baby Roomba.
I've had a lot of names already mixed. Luke and Leia, if they're twins, that's already been cut down.
You
can't name kids like
don't.
Their cats.
I love that.
Don't.
You can't name your kid like you name your cat.
I'm putting forward Megatron and Space Pam.
Have you not seen that CBeebies thing where someone's kid is actually called Megatron?
That isn't real, Katie.
But have you seen the video where it's like
that's what I'm referencing.
Spatula.
That's what I'm referencing, Katie.
Hello.
Told you,
hello.
Meme King.
Mm.
Anyway.
But there we go. Hello, Rhonda. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, hey, Rhonda.
You say Rhonda or
I'm hearing Rhonda now, but I was hearing Rhonda.
It was Rhonda. You weren't letting me fucking finish.
Nah, it's definitely Rhonda. Goodbye!
Right, fine. We're saying hello to all the Rhondas out there in case they get on whilst, you know, I don't know, they're fucking hoovering up.
And just before they become sentient.
Yeah. You could really just fuck with people and be like, to our listener, Alexa.
Play Quarter Life Quandary. No, hold on, they'll be playing us a riff. Oh, fuck's sake.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see if she does it. Alexa, play Quarter Life Quandary.
I couldn't find the song you
request. Oh, she couldn't find it.
Playing Qatar Life Candary.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.